Hi, I'm Serena, and this is my co-host, Mike, and you're listening to Diapers and Deployments, Who's Got It Worse? The podcast that talks about all things military, the good, the bad, and the oh shit.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about my move that started in Seattle, where the movers were with me for a whole week. And then we're going to talk about the journey cross country, where we made it finally to Kansas City.
This podcast is supported by SkillMill Corporation, helping veterans transition to the civilian workspace.
So Serena, what a week for you. Rumor has it that you just completed a huge move.
I did complete a huge move. Thankfully, it was not coast to coast like the previous one. It was just West Coast to Midwest into my parents' basement while my husband searches for a job.
Yay! Military life at its best.
I am so thankful that I have my folks to lean on during this time while he job searches and we look for our forever home, God willing, here in Kansas City. So we're crashing in my old childhood bedroom. Thank
That's
God
awesome.
It's downstairs away from everybody. So we have some privacy and my kids are upstairs with my parents, but we had a whole week of moving with the actual military hired movers. And then we had a week of a small move that I did by myself with my best friend and my kids cross country because Brandon is still attached to his submarine. So it's been a crazy 2 weeks.
I'm going to call this a Serena podcast because I want to hear about what happened to you. My week wasn't that interesting, but moving always sucks. It's horrible. For all those young kids listening, just remember, you too can do 20 years in the military and still end up in your parents' basement.
Absolutely. Here I am. I don't want to date myself, but I'm a lot older than I cared to admit, and I can't believe I'm back in my parents' basement.
But you know what? Being with family is so important. And when you've been gone for so long, isn't it great to be home?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't feel real yet. I mean, even though my kids have started school and like we're trying to get in our routine, it doesn't feel real that I'm here and like I'm not leaving. You know, everybody's trying to, we got to see you. We got to see you because they think we're going home, but I'm not going anywhere. So there's no rush.
Nope. Time to settle in finally after all those moves.
Yeah.
So how was the move?
The packing and all that stuff was great. Now I have to say, this is where I'm going to talk about who's got it worse, diapers and deployments.
Let me guess. It was you.
Yeah. You know, for the first time in 20 years of PCSing, Brandon was here for this one.
Oh, so he got to see the hell you went through.
Yes. And I have to say he was calm, but I could tell that he was like, what the heck, like with all these people in the house, because he's never seen it like that before. You know, I'm used to it. I let four strange people come into the house and start showing them all of my secret, all my secret items.
Whoa. I don't know if I want to know about that.
And then, you know, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is wild. And I'm like, just move out of the way and let them do their thing. But we had a great moving company, in my opinion. And we had a male and female team, which I've never had that before, which
I think actually it's always been men.
Yeah. I've never had females before. And that was pretty cool. We've always had great moves. All the moving companies coast to coast and on island have always taken really good care of our stuff. But I've never had women before. And they were so detailed about labeling boxes and about wrapping stuff. And I appreciated that wholeheartedly, especially because some of my youngest daughter, some of her things that she sleeps with at night were in a no pack zone and they got packed. Oh. And I was like, oh my gosh, we got to start opening boxes, because she was trying to go to bed and, you know, the house is filled with boxes. She's already kind of scared and, you know, it's unusual. And so we had to start opening boxes, but thankfully they were labeled so nicely. Oh, we were able to find it.
Right. Because some guy who just did drugs 10 minutes ago wasn't labeling your boxes.
No. So we had that was a first for me, and I was actually really pleased. So that part went very smooth. And I was prepared. Obviously, it's not my first rodeo, so I had things organized. I tried to make sure everything was put in its place prior to them coming. I'm kind of crazy about that kind of stuff. I kind of OCD about everything being in its home in general. But like when we're moving, I'm even a little extra crazy about it.
I'm in the mindset, if it only takes a minute, why not wait to the last one? So for me, moving was always chaos.
Gosh, that should be my husband's motto. Like he is like the procrastinator.
I wrote a blog on purpose. I didn't want you to read it. Like you said, you wouldn't until after you moved. Mm-hmm. And I laid out everything that you're supposed to do when you're moving. Of course, I didn't do any of it. So how would you say you did on my list?
So on your list, I think I did pretty much all of the things that you suggested doing. I didn't have to research moving companies because I'm at the mercy of the military. Right. Yes. And specifically when you do a NTS move, which means non-temporary storage, because we don't have a forever home yet. So our stuff is in storage. You can actually request people to help move you when you fill out your paperwork. That was not an option for an NTS move. So I was a little nervous about that, but the company we had was great. So I didn't get to do any research on that because I didn't get a choice.
Right.
So that was that. But I did inventory some of my higher value items. I have a sewing business. I have some expensive machines. And so I just wanted to make sure that those things were working properly. And I have video of them working, like with a timestamp in case they were to break. But like I said, those packers I had, particularly the female ones, they were very cautious with packing my stuff like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And people will be like, oh, males and females are the same. Listen, when it comes to attention to detail, I'm going to tell you right now, my wife, way, way better than me.
Yeah.
Fact.
Almost
every wife I've ever met has been better at attention to detail than any man I've ever met. You know, we'll go into a restaurant and we'll come out and Regina's like, oh, did you like that carpet? I'm like, they had carpet? I don't know. The food was good, you know?
You know, I have to say, in my husband's defense, I mean, he works really hard for us and I appreciate all of that. And he's never been a part of a move because of his job, which when that's happening, I'm always like, it sucks doing it alone. I hate doing it alone. But this time he was around. And so he was like, I'll take care of the garage. You don't have to worry about that. You know, you do the inside of the house. You're the homemaker and I'll take care of the garage. And it wasn't as detailed and taken care of as I would have done. And we did have some problems with that, with the movers, because I don't know about you, but usually the garage is the last thing that's packed, right?
Right.
Okay. For us, it was not that way. They went down there right away.
Really?
Yeah. And
it's
kitchen.
Kitchen's always first.
Yeah. I had three movers the first day and one went into the kitchen, one went into the bedroom area, and then one went to the garage. And I was like, oh boy, because Brandon hadn't really been in there. And I'm like,
I'll take care of it, dear. Well, not really.
I mean, we talked about procrastination.
Yeah.
And so I was a little concerned about that. We did have one little problem, but nothing crazy. But that was the only thing where I was like, oh my gosh, babe, we weren't prepared. And I wasn't pointing fingers. You know, I could have easily gone down there and done it myself, but you know, he said he was going to do it. We didn't realize that they would pack it the first day. He thought he had some time. That wasn't the case. Well, and actually, he wasn't even home when they went into the garage. He did have to go to work some of those days. He just got to come home.
Well, you're not pointing fingers, but it is his fault. I just want to point that out if he's listening.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's another thing. If it's not nailed down, they're packing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, packers come in like a swarm. I'll tell you a quick story. When we were moving from Virginia, our kitchen was ready except for the night before we had made some food and we had deep fried it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to empty the fryer and everything. Forgot, blah, blah, blah. They're packing the kitchen. My wife comes like 3 hours later. She goes, where's the deep fat fryer? I'm like, shit, it's packed.
Oh God.
Hey, dummy. It's full of grease. I'm like, well, they packed it.
Oh my God. Did you have a mess on the other side?
We found it because there's no way I was going to let them ship. I'm like, yeah, we're not shipping grease.
That wouldn't have been pretty. Oh gosh. That smell alone would have been awful.
I can't imagine. And my other moving story, kind of funny and kind of bad, but we had to move into a really small apartment from a big house once because we were going to be temporarily in base housing and they delivered all my stuff. It wouldn't fit in the house. Like we had stuff sitting outside and it was kind of drizzly. It was getting wet and then we covered it up. But then a moving company come to put some stuff in temporary storage. And they're like, well, we can't really put anything that's out front in temporary storage because it'll get moldy because it's wet. And I looked at the guy and I was like, okay, I understand. So as he would go in the house or his crew, I would grab something from the front of my house. I would wait. I would go to the back of the apartment that we were, you know, moving in. I would bring it into the house and then they would come in and pick it up and put it on the truck. My wife's like, oh my God. I'm like, it's working.
It's working. I mean,
all dry. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah. But we just moved from Washington. I don't think I saw the sun for at least until we moved to Kansas. I mean, it rained every day. So
I just can't believe they never noticed the pile out front was gone.
Yeah.
Like magic.
That's hilarious. I mean, that was really smart. I'm proud of that. That's a smooth move. I like it.
Well, there was a show like Bill Murray, like back in the day, right? Where it was some army movie, you know, where they were doing inventory and he would bring new inventory around as the inspector would go down the road. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh man, this will work.
That's some Looney Tunes shit right there.
She was so scared. She was like, we're in trouble.
Oh, gosh. Break the rules. The only other thing that I did that was not on the list, which I thought was pretty clever, and I actually got this advice from a wives group on Facebook. Someone suggested putting big labels, like 2x4-inch waterproof labels on the outside of your packages with your name, your husband's name, where you're coming from, where you're going, your email address, and your phone number. And I was like, wow, that's really smart. And so I made like 500 of these labels. I got them off Amazon. Oh my God,
you're so organized.
My stuff's going in storage. I've got the Italian word for this is agito. It made my stomach hurt, like thinking about this. So I printed these labels and I just put on their real big bold letters, Moyer family. And then I put all of our personal information. And when the moving company came, one of the movers saw the labels sitting on the counter and said, hey, do you want us to put these on your boxes when we're done? And I was like, I was just going to do it and have my kids do it at night. And they were like, oh, we can do it. It's no big deal. I'm like, okay. So literally, I mean, I don't think all moving companies would do that. And right. I never even expected them to, but they offered. We had 6 movers total throughout the 4 days, and not all of them did it, but there were like 3 or 4 of them that would. And so we stuck these labels on every single wrapped piece of brown item.
That's awesome. So I'm going to ask you who your moving company is, and anyone listening, we're not sponsored by any moving company, or no one paid us or anything. I mean, you keep bringing up that they were good. And
yeah.
I had some horror movies. Who were they? What company?
Yeah. We had Mayflower. So that's pretty popular moving company, right. Even for people not in the military.
Right.
And I was really excited to see them pop up on my email when we got the email of our company. And I was like, oh, wow. Because in the wives pages on Facebook that I follow specifically about moving, nobody had a single bad thing to say about Mayflower.
Oh, that's good.
Like I said, we've always had good ones. I can't ever say a bad thing about any of them, but Mayflower specifically, I think because they're just popular.
Well, I mean, they're corporate. They probably have a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Know, whereas some of the moving companies I have had to deal with, they were called We'll Move Your Shit Tomorrow.com or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know who's showing up.
Right.
But the military has done a good job lately.
Yeah.
Because they had this big turnaround with moving companies. I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, they got tired of all the complaints.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, put the hammer down and started not using some companies.
Yeah.
Because there were horror stories.
I've heard horror stories because we have some friends that will only do Diddy moves, which a Diddy move is where you do it yourself. Hell
no. I did that one time. Never again.
Yeah. And that's not worth it to me. No. I don't have the patience. I'm too OCD about my stuff to do that. Like it would take me 3 months to pack my house the way I'd want it to be packed. So I leave it to the professionals. And I will say that we've just always gotten so lucky. But with this move particularly, I mean,
right.
I've only seen one end of it. They packed it all. It was packed good.
So I'm going to go on Storage Wars and I'm going to see your shit on there in about 2 months.
If you do
it on it, Serena, I'll give it half price. I'll give it back to you.
You're going
to
see my label on the box and be like, I know that girl.
I'll bid on that box.
Yeah.
I'll take that box. I know what's in that box right there. So the move went well. Let's go fast forward now to the trip, because your husband had to work and
yes,
I know that you travel with a childhood friend.
I did.
How was it?
It was really good. Listen, when your best friend offers to fly across the country, because he lives on the East Coast, he flew all the way to the West Coast. It's like a 7-hour flight. And he even said, I could have gone to Europe faster than coming to you. And he's right. But he offered to fly out with me when he found out that Brandon wasn't going to be able to drive with me across the country. He was like, when do I need to be there? I didn't even have to ask him. I mean, he just said, when do I need to be there? And
that's awesome friend.
Yes, right there. He is a great friend. And it made Brandon feel better because we had like a male presence in the car with me, because I had my 2 small children with me and a dog and a cat and a lot of stuff. I mean, if anybody who's moved across the country, they know that you got a lot of crap that you're carrying. And so Brandon felt more at ease letting us go by ourselves. I was super thankful for that, but it was such a pain in the ass. I mean, like, it was so hard.
Hold on, because of your friend or just because?
No, my friend was great.
You're like, he was great, but he's a pain in the ass.
He's always a pain in the ass, but that's why I love him. But it's not his stuff. It's not his kids, you know? Right. So it's
you feel guilty a little bit, I'm guessing.
Yes. And so, you know, I'm used to Brandon, where Brandon is like, you take care of the kids, I'll take care of the stuff. You get them into the hotel, you get them into the room, I'll take care of the car. And that's because he's their father and, you know, he's my husband. Now, allegedly. This is my best. Yeah, allegedly.
Brandon, if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, his daughter is like a spitting image.
She is.
So that was kind of hard going in and out of the hotel every night because, you know, I've got this single friend. Well, he's not single. He's married, but he doesn't have any children. So he's like fending for himself all the time, which I can't fault him for that.
Right.
You know, so he's like, oh my God, Serena, you have so much shit. And I'm like, I'm moving literally my whole life across the country. Yeah. I will say that, and this is no shade to my spouse, but it was a lot more fun than road trips usually are cross country because he's my buddy. We were laughing a lot and my kids were laughing at us and, you know, we're singing all of our songs. If anybody follows me on Instagram or Facebook, I know you guys probably saw my, we were singing any country song that we could find that talked about miles and miles.
Yeah. But you guys, I mean, lifelong friends, I'm sure you talked about lots of stuff that, you know, you and Brandon probably didn't talk about all the time. And yet,
No, not at all. I mean, fun. Tyler and I have been best friends since we were in high school and we have driven from Kansas to Miami. We have driven from Northern California to Tijuana. And then we drove.
We're going to talk about Tijuana on a different show. Go ahead.
This was all sans kids. Like this was no kids. I mean, we have stories for days, but he was like, we have to drive from Seattle to Kansas City because we just have to. It has to be done.
Awesome.
But this time with my babies in the car. So we will promptly be at church Sunday morning.
So your kids need church after the trip then, right?
Absolutely. Because, you know, Brandon's got a strict rule that when we're in the car on a road trip, they have to keep one headphone ear off so that we can talk to them.
A bad plan when your friend's in the car from high school.
Oh gosh, it was not great. Like there were some times where I would tell the kids to put both headphones on so Tyler and I could talk.
Oh my God. And you know, they turn the music down. They're like, I got to hear this shit.
Oh, as soon as I said, put both the headphones on, I could see my son in the back who's 12, like half earpiece on. And I'm like, cover it up.
Well, it sounds like it was great. It sounds like you had a great trip and your move was good. So
yeah, it was,
take a little breath, right?
I did take a little breath. We packed a cube from a company called U-Pack. We're not sponsored by them, but I did research because we were going to pull a U-Haul because we have to live. We had to have all of our clothes. I mean, we moved to Kansas. We could have all four seasons in 1 week. So we needed all of our clothes. My kids needed all their school supplies. We needed our bed and stuff like that. So instead of pulling a U-Haul and doing all the wear and tear on my SUV across the country, it was the same price for a cube to be dropped off in my driveway in Washington.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. Brandon and I loaded it up and then they picked it up and delivered it right to my parents' driveway. We did pay for this out of pocket and we didn't do a partial ditty because I knew we would be overweight with our allowance of.
I've been overweight since I retired, Serena. It's no big deal. Oh, wait. You're talking about move weight. Never mind.
Yeah. So we arrived to Kansas on Thursday and the cube was delivered on Friday and we had some really bad snowy weather coming. So I had my older sibling, I call him. He came and as soon as it was delivered and he and I unloaded the whole thing, got it all the boxes moved into each room and the company came and picked up the cube the next day. Like
that sounds like a dream.
Yes. And so I could say finally we're settled and I'm feeling comfortable. All I need now is my husband to get here.
All right. Well, you heard it. Serena had a great move. It sounds like she's less stressed out. Mm-hmm. She's back in her parents' basement, which won't last long. You know, when her husband gets there, I'm sure they're going to move out. But Serena, congratulations on a great move.
Thanks.
And, you know, I scheduled a guest I think you're going to like from a moving company. And the reason I did this is so I could point out all the things you did wrong. So what do you say we interview? It's a her. I think that's... It's a she.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
I reached out to a lot of moving companies. A lot of them didn't want to talk to me, but I knew you were moving. I was like, I'm going to wait for this interview because I want to see what Serena did wrong. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but I just want to know.
I would like to know what I did wrong too. I mean, I like to think I'm doing something right considering none of my crap's been destroyed.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, great move. Let's see what she has to say.
Okay.
Christy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm going to let Serena ask the first question since she just went through moving hell, as we call it.
I have always had good moves. We've moved 9 times with the military. How long have you been working for a moving company?
4 years total.
And what made you get into it?
When you need a job, you go to the person you know best. And it turns out family friend had a moving company. So that's where I started.
If you like what you do, you've been doing it for 4 years. So it sounds like you like doing it.
Absolutely. It's always the job that I've gone back to.
What's your role, if you can say?
I do inventory. I haul furniture. I pack. It really just depends on what the job is. In the summertime when it's busy, I'm like 95% packing.
So summertime is the busiest season. Is that mostly military or is that civilians too?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, this is for all companies. Mainly it's just military. That's mostly busy. But then again, you'll have those non-military people who like to move during the summertime because their kids aren't in school.
So did COVID stop you guys from moving? moving for a while, or did you guys get to keep doing it?
With military, it definitely stopped for several months. Finally, when they decided to get the moves going again, it kind of flooded all of the moving companies because all those backlogged moves, they threw them all on us along with the ones that were scheduled for that time.
Typical military.
So we were triple booked and we were out working till 11 o'clock at night.
If you're always doing military, is that pretty typical or is it just kind of depend on the size of the family?
And also depending on like how, when the person comes to do the estimate, how messy is it? And you seem like the type of person that would have it ready.
Now I have to say, I feel like I'm organized. Then the movers can just come in and go. Do you get a lot of people that do that?
When it comes to military, I don't know if you guys have had months to plan or 2 days. I've done moves where you've had like 15 hours.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Every time I go to a new house that's military, it's like flipping a quarter. You have a 50-50% chance they're going to be ready. Most of the time, no. You sound like a really organized person.
Yes,
not
I
a
am.
Lot of people are.
Well, Serena,
right.
I don't want to talk about your organization. I want to see what kind of crazy shit they pack. That's what I'm on this phone.
Yeah, right.
So, oh, man. All right. I'm ready. So this actually happened summer in 2020. We were on a Navy base. And at first when you walk in, you're thinking, okay, there's crumbs and stuff on the floor. You know, it's just kind of messy. But you know that she's a stay-at-home mom. She's got kids. I understand. As soon as it was time to come load up our truck, we picked up the couch and my coworker knocked over this hidden glass of milk that turns out was curdled.
Oh.
It's been sitting there for so long. But that's not the worst part. We lifted up the couch and there was a McChicken box underneath the couch. And my coworker, they opened it and it was a full uneaten McChicken. And my coworker asked the customer and said, oh, you got a McChicken under your couch. She said, that's weird. We haven't bought McDonald's in months. And that's not even the worst. If you want to know the dirtiest thing that I've ever packed, this lady told me that the contents of this trunk in her bedroom were high value. And when I went to go open the trunk, it was full of sex toys. You know what? It was a thick amount of papers I had to fill out. I can tell you that. So
I got to know, when you get your things on the other side, you have an inventory list and people are yelling out boxes and like what's inside of them. So I could only imagine somebody's on a truck. Like, I got this old box.
There's been times I've been to deliveries and there's certain things you kind of skip that and you just go, oh, I think it's personal items.
We're focusing on packing, but do you do deliveries as well? Or do you just do packing?
I do deliveries as well.
Those are probably less dramatic than packing, I would assume.
It depends on the person.
Oh, boy.
So I've learned that the higher the rank in the military, the worse it is for us.
Yeah. I love that sentence.
Hey, it's true. You know what? You're trying to tiptoe around words. Let me go ahead and tell you, officers are the worst. I'll just go ahead and point it out there.
It's not the officers. Actually, it's their wives.
I believe that.
I'm sorry. It is my husband is high rank and my husband said I'm in charge and my husband not here, but if there's a problem, I'll just wait till he gets here.
Oh my God.
We actually experience that a lot.
Do people give you guys a lot of stuff?
So like my entire craft room is like furnished with free things.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
I love it. And I've gotten new furniture. I know a coworker that got a brand new kayak.
Wow.
I know people that have gotten grills, a brand new couch set. I know somebody who's actually adopted animals from somebody. So yeah, that's funny. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We get a lot.
So Uncle Sam's listening. Yep. Tell him you get free stuff.
We have to have the customer sign a paper saying exactly what they gave us with their name printed and signed sometimes, depending on what it is. So it's an anti-theft thing.
Because I always wonder this, and you Google it and you look it up and stuff. Tips. There's a few things I always did, right? When I had movers, I always fed the movers. Like, you know, I bought pizza or sandwiches and Cokes. And is that normal to do that? And are tips expected? Okay, not okay. What's the amount?
All right. So to answer your question, let's start with tips. When you go to a coffee stand, someone's doing you a service. Do you give them a tip?
Yes.
Yes.
When pizza is delivered to your house, do you tip them?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
So even though the military is paying for it, when you have a service, generally tipping is saying, thank you, you're doing a good job. It's kind of like a reassurance, because you got to understand movers actually don't make that much. And mm-hmm. if I told you how much I made, it's not much. And just so you know, most moving companies don't have health coverage because of what we do. Health insurance doesn't want to cover people like us. So with the amount that we make, the food is great. It's courtesy. It doesn't happen often, believe it or not.
I never knew like the tipping thing, like, you know, if you have 10 movers, how much do you tip?
Okay, so tipping is not expected. You tip on what you think is a good job. So don't go by what Google says, because Google's like $20 a day. I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. I have been flattered and almost in tears when someone gave me $5 once because they literally could not afford anything and they felt so guilty. But yet this guy scrunched up $5 to give me. And it honestly, like, I wanted to cry because it was like the sweetest thing. It Aww. Doesn't matter. It's what you think
right.
is saying, hey, you did a good job. And you don't have to give every person the same amount. You just do it privately and you just say, hey, don't say anything.
Is there anything that you want to tell our listeners out there who are listening? These are military folks and veterans who may use a moving company one day. And is there anything you want to say to them that maybe help you out?
All right. So I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the thing called high value, the high value sheet that you can fill out. It's pointless. It's pointless. Stop doing it.
Oh, glad I wasted my time with that.
And let me explain to you. All it is a second check off. So when it comes to replacement value, military isn't going to look at it any other way. It's just another piece of paper that you got to have the movers fill out. And then they got to write all this specific detail. And then they got the customer breathing. Then our next, making sure they got a pretty little sticker on their box. If it's that valuable, take it with you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Don't send it with movers.
What other advice do you have?
Your kids. So granted, if your kids are old enough to occupy themselves, stay out of the way, mind their own business, you know, kind of do their thing, it's okay if they chat with us, it's fine. But honestly, if your kids like to get underfoot, especially dogs or cats or anything like that, you keep them away or you find a babysitter, because we're not there to babysit for you. And I love my people I work with. I'm not talking about mine, but you don't know who's coming into your home. You don't know the men that are coming into your home, packing your daughter's room. You don't want your daughter in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's very important. You just kind of keep them with you or keep them away. Now with animals, I actually have a 6-inch scar on my thigh from a dog that bit me on a military job. Ooh. It ripped my leg open. And so it is really important that you guys, like, even though they say, oh, he's fine, he just growled. Well, that's what happened is, oh, he's just, once he gets to know you, he'll be nice. That's not what happened. So it's really important. Y'all need to keep your animals and your kids, which probably are in the same category. Animals
yes.
and kids.
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and say, if anyone's listening, if you got a dog
go for it.
And the movers are in there doing their thing, it's bullshit. Get the dog somewhere. Get it out of there.
My stupid self will try and pet it no matter what, because I love animals, but it's just the safety. So that's definitely the other thing I want to talk about. The next thing is clean. Please, if your counter has got food stuck to it, and I got to put my paper down on that counter to pack your dishes, and I pick up my paper and there's grease stains soaking through my paper to the point where I got to throw my paper out.
Gross.
That's a problem. If I can't even walk on your carpet without a dog hair ball balling up on the toe of my shoes, there's a problem.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us, because it's always fun to hear these stories about, you know, McChickens under the couch for 5 years. So thank you for taking time out of your day. And I hope that you have some positive moves in the future and things are smooth sailing for you. And I hope you get a lot of tips.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Serena. So we interviewed the mover, and she said some stuff. I'm just wondering, what did you miss?
Oh my gosh. So obviously we talked about how I fed the movers, and I have to say, I did not tip the movers this past time.
Oh.
So that makes me feel really bad.
Oh God.
I've never heard of people tipping before. I mean, but she made sense when she said, you tip your barista, you tip your pizza delivery, but I felt like the tip was me feeding them.
Right.
I don't know if that's a shitty thing to say or what, but.
I mean, this information is great for our listeners, right? And now they know.
Yeah.
And she also said, Serena, she said, it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, it's not like you get $100 a day. I mean, or it can be one or two. So if you know who your movers were, and I'm guessing you probably don't,
I didn't know them.
You could reach back, but.
I did email the company the day they left, and I wrote out every single mover's name. specifically and said, this team was fabulous. I made sure the company knew that because I feel like maybe you don't always get that.
People are quick to bitch about companies.
But yeah.
They're not quick to write an email and say how great they were. So that's good. That's good. So we learned that you're supposed to tip. We learned that you need to clean your damn house.
Yeah.
You did that, but it sounds
like. I did do that. Yeah.
It sounded like a lot of people did not. Yeah. So clean your house, feed your movers, and tip them if you can, right?
Yeah, she, yeah, of course.
I mean, her words, not mine. Officer-wise, you need to tip a lot. So Serena moved this week, and she did some random sounds and things that happen. And oh, you sound disgusted, Serena.
I am disgusted because I hate the smell of cardboard, and I hate the smell of the packing tape that the movers use. It's so gross. And it, like, the whole house stinks for a whole week because of it. You know, like it never leaves your nostrils.
Right. So let's see what kind of sounds we have. All right. So the sounds were really just tape, Serena. You know, it's chaotic when you move, but when you listen to the sounds, it sounds kind of boring.
I mean, I'm sitting there all day. I mean, I was working. I was, you know, I work from home. So I did have to work some of those days. And it was just like tape pounding on the box, tape wrapping the paper and all the smells and everything. I literally had like 5 candles burning the whole time. And they actually tried to pack my candles. And I was like,
while they were burning?
That would have been a shit show. No, but like they were going to pack them up for me. And I'm like, oh no, please don't. I have to light those as soon as you leave because I can't stand the smell of cardboard. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, I'm sure you don't smell it, but I do. And it grosses me out.
All right, Keegan. So your mom told me the move went great, but I want to hear what you thought about the move.
It was okay. It was just really weird when like all of the stuff was gone, getting used to the empty house.
Right. Did they take your PlayStation?
No, I have an Xbox.
he's like, I don't deal with that PlayStation stuff. Xbox. So but all in all, it was pretty good. But all that time alone with your mom, cross country and everything, that had to be horrible. It was? He's shaking his head. I can see him, but you guys can't see.
Yeah, it was awful.
I can't wait to tell her.
So I'm kind of lame today and I'm not drinking an adult beverage because in Kansas, the high today, the temperature was 7 degrees.
Seven degrees?
7 degrees. Feels like -2 with the windshield. I think the low tonight is supposed to be like -16 or something like
that. Oh gosh, you need coffee.
I am drinking a coffee right now. And as soon as I can get some, I'm going to put a little booze in it and have like I'll have a boozy a coffee. Yeah. So what are you having? Because I'm sure you're more festive than I am.
You know, I like beer and bourbon and stuff, but this week I want to talk about my new bar.
Okay. Oh, so, like you, did you open a bar or what?
Oh, no. Hey, I don't have that much money, Serena.
Oh, okay.
No. My wife, she brings this friend over and she's going to help us remodel the house and she loves doing stuff like this. And I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. That's free labor.
Yeah.
You don't turn that shit down.
No.
And she told us what paint to buy and it's awesome. Like we did so much work. And then she's like, you need a piece of furniture right here. You need a bar. And at that point in my mind, I'm like, I love your friend. So she starts looking and looking and we found a bar and I've always wanted a bar. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. Like all my bourbon and other things that I buy and my scotch are now out on display for the world to see. So my wife decorated the house and out of that decoration, I got a beautiful bar and a place to sit now. And I actually moved out of my office this past week and sat at my bar and did conference calls, which I'll go back to my office next week. But I was like, oh, I just like sitting here.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I guess I'm going to have to, you know, plan a trip down to the South and come sit at your bar. Maybe we can podcast at your bar.
Yeah, let's plan a podcast from my bar, Mike's Bar Podcast.
That'll be awesome. Dude, that'll be awesome. I'll bring you a bottle of booze to contribute to the bar.
I bought some Crown Royal Mesquite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it's not.
Oh.
Oh no.
So I have to say, I do love Crown Royal whiskey, but it's got to be just the original. The flavored stuff.
I have a friend that loves the apple stuff, and you know, I don't like it either. But Crown Royal's fine, but that Mesquite. Hey, if you're listening and you want to try it, don't. some people love it though. I've heard people love it. You know, everyone has a different taste. That's why they make 1,000 flavors.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, until next week, I guess I'll try something new next week. How about you?
Yeah, I'll try something new. I got my DrinkWorks machine all set up.
Yep, I remember.
So I'm going to go buy some new pods for it, and then I'll taste test them all and let you know how they are.
Well, Serena, you don't have to taste test them all.
I'm going to taste that cinnamon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Diapers and Deployments, brought to you by Skillmill.
Go to skillmill.com to check out our blog and create an account. You can also find us on social media. Let us help you find your next career.
Don't forget, that's skill with two L's and mill with one.
Until next time.